Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here at Christian Center Shreveport doing our daily podcast. Today, it's Friday, Supernatural Friday. We always share supernatural testimonies. This is a testimony of a young teenage girl that was touched at the Brownsville Revival. God so transformed her and changed her that she affected all those around her. Let's listen to this story and be encouraged that God still does this to all who believe. Shabbat Shalom. Well, blessings to you. It's Friday. It's the 16th day of June 2023. It's our Supernatural Friday podcast. We find supernatural stories and share them with you. I personally remember this one because I was in many of these meetings at Brownsville Assembly, and this was a young lady named Allison Ward, and I think she was 19 years old. And I'll save the introduction because Pastor Kilpatrick introduces her, said he's known her his whole life and how she's never gone through anything like this. Well, the power of God hit her in the revival. She began to shake violently, and really as the anointing would hit her, she would shake all the time. And it was quite an unusual phenomena, but she became an intercessor. And she's going to share what it is because people looked at the natural manifestation of her shaking. But she's going to tell you what happened to her internally. In other words, what God did to change her and how he uses her now through being a vessel of God, allowing God to take over her body and be in spirit, soul, and body as an instrument of the Lord. It's an amazing testimony. You can't see it because it's just the audio part, but you can find it later on YouTube if you'd like, but you can see it yourself. But I don't think you should focus on that anyway. Just listen to the message of what happens when God takes over a body that's yielded to the Holy Spirit. That should be all of us. Let's listen to this amazing testimony.
I'm 19 years old, and I've been through high school, and I'm in college now. And at the beginning of this revival, I didn't come for the first week. I was like everyone else. I wasn't so sure about it. And church had always been kind of just a requirement anyway. So it was the second Sunday of this revival that I came to the night service. And Steve preached on, I have a verse for it. It's in Matthew 6:24. It says, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other." And what Steve preached about that night was, you cannot hold on to the hand of God and onto the hand of the world at the same time. And all through high school and college, I've known God. Well, God has had a place in my heart, but he didn't really have a place in my life. And I never thought that God had anything to offer other than just sitting at church, and I'd never given him a chance to do anything in my life. So I was constantly running after the world. I was running after what I thought I had to have something that the world would give me. But whenever I heard that, what Steve preached, my eyes were opened. Like Steve preached last night, Satan, he blinds us. And I was blinded by worldly things that I thought I had to have and worldly friends that I thought I had to have. And all it took to totally change my life was for me to listen and really hear what these people, these men of God are trying to say, what God is trying to say. You know, the Bible says people, they have ears to hear, but they don't hear what people are trying to say and what God is trying to say to them. And I listened that night, and God totally opened my eyes. He changed my whole life. I was terribly depressed because I had enough of God in me to know what I was doing was wrong and to be miserable doing it. And I was in the most horrible position you can be in. God says himself, he'd rather spit you out of his mouth than have you be lukewarm, because you're no good to anybody unless you're hot or cold. So I'm hot now. Happened to me the first week of the revival. And like they say, you don't have to search after the manifestation. The manifestation is on me now, but it wasn't for a long time. I came to lots of meetings, and I got prayed for, and I never felt anything physically happen, but my whole life was transformed. And now God has given me the gift of intercession, and he's allowed me to feel, the Holy Spirit has allowed me to feel just part of the pain that he feels whenever people don't listen to him. I've realized that the Holy Spirit, he's here. He's waiting on all of us, just a tiny bit of our heart to want him. He'll come in and change your whole life. He'll change everything.
Yes, he will.
Everything.
Whenever this is on you, Allison, you don't have pain, do you?
No, it's not painful at all.
You know, seriously, whenever someone sees someone like this, that's manifesting the Spirit of the Lord, they think they're under pain or they're under duress. But it's not like that at all. Tell them what it's like.
Well, there's two different kinds with me. Like right now, I think the glory of God is so strong up here, my body just can't really take it. And that's why I'm doing this. But there's other times whenever I come into God's presence and I don't move at all, but inside me, it's like there's just waves of God inside of me. Right. And then there's other times whenever I'm interceding, and it's not painful to my body, but it's painful to my heart, because I know that God loves people so much, and he's in a hurry. He wants everyone. There's not much more time. He aches and he grieves for your spirit. He grieves for you.
What a powerful moment. I wished I could have just kept playing that, but the meeting went on quite a while. the weeping, the brokenness of the crowd was evident. You can see it on the video if you want to go watch it later. Stephen Hill, the evangelist, just got up and said, "The message has been preached tonight. What can you add to that?" And he called an altar call, and droves of people ran to the altar to give their life to the Lord. That's what the supernatural will do. You know, everybody wants to focus on the manifestations, the shaking, the whatever the manifestation is. And for me, you know, when I would go to the revival, it took me a while to grasp that. I'm like, God, why? You know, because it happened to me as well. And the best explanation, that I got was that the Lord takes over your body, and your body can't handle the glory. In Jeremiah, it says that when the presence of the Lord, the word of the Lord came to him, his bones shook. And that's the best way to describe that manifestation. Is it all the spirit? I can't say that. Some people may just be, you know, in the flesh or measure. Maybe it's a mixture. It's irrelevant. Let's look at the long-term fruit. Let's look at what happens to your life after that. And for me, it moved me into revival. It moved our church into revival. It moved me into another place that I've never looked back. I feel like my life had two phases, walking with the Lord before this encounter like she had, and then after. And I can't exaggerate, but I am saying this. It changed me forever. And that's what one touch of the supernatural will do for you, if you really experience it. Now, I'm not going to pray and believe for manifestations. That's not my focus. It's a sign. It's a wonder, right? Signs and wonders point to something. When you're driving down the road, you see a sign. It says how many miles, how many kilometers to your destination. We don't stop and worship that sign. We're thankful that somebody took the energy to put that up there to give us an idea where we were and that we're on the right road going somewhere. You know, in Isaiah, it talks about that, I think it's in Isaiah 32 or somewhere in there, where it says that the Lord will speak behind you when you go to the right or left. In other words, you're going the right way. Okay, so God will do that as well. But in this place where you allow the Holy Spirit to take over your body, you have to be willing to say, "Lord, my body's not my own. It belongs to you." Look, Satan overtakes bodies. He when he possesses or puts demons in people, he doesn't ask your permission. He just does it. And because you yielded through sin. Well, what happens when we yield through the Spirit? We're willingly asking the Holy Spirit to do that to us. I at first, you know, my testimony was always that I didn't want that to happen, but in retrospect, look back, I have to admit, I wanted what they had. When I went into that room in 1996 or 95, whenever it was, in 95. When I went in there and I saw all that, I said, they have something I don't have. Even though I don't understand the manifestations, I don't understand all the different, the laughing, the shaking, all those different things. I didn't understand them. I'd never seen those before. I wasn't taught those at Bible college. But when I felt the presence of God and I sensed what God was doing in their lives and I saw the manifestation of what God was doing in their lives, I said, "Lord, I need more." And that simple prayer is where God goes deep, calls the deep. He goes down in the deepest part of you and he recognizes what you want and what your will is willing to allow. We have free will, right? And my free will submitted to those opportunities when you just say, "Lord, here I am. I surrender to you. Do whatever you want to do with my life." Well, we give him permission if we really mean it, right? And we really want it to happen. We're just embarrassed by it sometimes. Well, I was embarrassed by the manifestation. I was at first. And then I thought, well, just get over it. This is killing your pride. It's humiliating to some people. You know, it's humiliating to me at times. But so what? I got humility out of it. And I got revival out of it, personal. And then it moved to corporate. And I've never, ever looked back. I will never in any way ask that God change that event. I wish you wouldn't have done that. I'll never say that. That event changed my life, and this young lady, it did the same for her. Let it do the same for you. If you are seeking God, just surrender your body, your life to the Lord. Lord, I pray for everybody listening right now to this podcast as we heard this phenomenal testimony. Lord, we repent for not surrendering all to you. We give everything, our soul, our being, our bodies to you. And we say, let them be vessels of honor. Use them for your glory. Father, I pray for everybody listening today that that would be their testimony, that their life is not their own, but it belongs to you to serve you with all their heart. Father, I just speak blessing over them today in all that they say or do. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Thanks again for listening to our Shabbat Shalom podcast. Each and every Friday, we share supernatural stories to encourage you to go after the supernatural with all your heart. God promises that He will show wonders among the people, even when they're not well, even when they're not perfect. He still does that. So receive that today and each and every time we share these testimonies. Well, God bless you. Go to our website, ChristianCenterStreetport.com, and our app, and find out all that we're doing. And please share this with your friends. God bless you. We'll see you next week.